Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know how it works. Three situations. All you have to do is tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Is it one all?
I don't know. Do I really have to do it all in this?
How can it be one all if we're only on Tuesday? Or are we carrying points forward from like... Oh, didn't it's Becky win yesterday, I think?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Becky's in the lead on What's Occurring. Get ready to play along at home and let me know how you did on 81199. Ready for your first one? Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Steve Strange?
Steve Strange?
Yeah.
That's a blast from the past, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, he's cute.
He is.
Now, in what sense?
In like a, oh, bless Steve Strange kind of way.
Right. Now, he used to be a famous pop star in the early 1980s, and since then has reinvented himself as the Ozzy Osbourne of hairdressing on TV. You know, they're bringing Celebrity Scissorhands back for a new series.
I am aware of that, yes.
On BBC Three, for Children in Need.
Is he going to be in it again?
I think he is.
Oh.
I love it. I love Steve's haircuts. And that means that he will be in that London and we'll probably all have to go out for a night out with him. Are you in?
No. You know they asked me to do that.
Celebrity Scissorhands?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
That's a ridiculous idea if ever there
it's
was
one. Kids.
Pardon?
It's for the kids.
All right, I'll give them some money then.
Are you up for a night out with Steve Strange?
I think it would be good.
Happens every kind of year around this time.
I might just get him to cut my hair, that'd be easy.
Yeah, he will love that. Now, do you think Steve Strange is a fan of Wing, our favourite Chinese singer?
No.
If you don't know who Wing is, she was the one that completely tore it up at Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone. I flew her over from New Zealand where she lives. Some of her work.
Oh, brings a tear to my eye. I miss Wing.
I miss Wing.
And mine.
Here's my question to you. What would happen if Steve Strange got a call from Wing? So Wing calls him, sings a song down the phone. How long would 80s icon Steve Strange stay on the phone for? Chappers.
Oh, I think he could be on for about 12 minutes. Really?
So you're saying 12 minutes?
Yeah.
Becky?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Steve Strange off the 80s being wing-ringed by Wing.
Hello.
Hello, it's Wing.
Hello.
I got a very special message for you.
Who's that?
Hello, I'm Wing. I have a message for you.
Who's Wing?
I'm Wing.
Yeah?
This is for you.
All right.
And here is the message.
Yeah.
From Wing.
I love this.
No, I can't forget this evening. Nor your face as you were leaving. But I just guess that the way the story goes. You're always my, but in your eyes, you're solo soul. Yes, it's so. No, I can.
Okay, Scott, all right.
My solo, when I had to be.
All right, Scott, enough torture. Is this the blackmail so I can talk to you?
He knows it's me now, but he's still hanging on.
I can leave.
Scott, this is bloody torture.
I can leave. I can leave.
Scott, if I've got to be put through this pain to talk to you, I'm blowing up.
Just put the phone down.
Oh, my God.
I can leave. I can leave.
Oh, my God. Cut the vocal cords.
Ah, bless Steve.
2 minutes and 9 seconds.
Yes!
Get in, Becky.
Oh, what's the curtain?
I do quite like it that you knew it was me, but just carried on listening to Wing. Right, here's your next situation. You know you've been framed.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, after we did those videos.
One of the best shows on TV. It's brilliant. It was great on Saturday night. Did you see it?
No, wasn't it 100? Oh. Wasn't it 100 best or
yeah.
something?
Oh, all sorts on there. People, people fainting at the altar, people falling off trampolines, all the classics.
Okay.
Here's my question to you. Which Radio 1 DJ appeared on You've Been Framed on Saturday? Chappers.
What, any of them?
Yeah.
Current?
Yeah.
Well, I said... we were talking about earlier, I said Dave Pearce. You said, no, it's not Dave Pearce. So, Pete Tong.
You're saying Pete Tong. Becky.
You, and in a minute, you'll share the £250 we got with me, and then I'll go and buy a big bottle of champagne. Fingers
Let's
crossed.
Find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Which DJ did appear on Saturday's You've Been Framed on ITV1?
Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills has got lucky at last, and about time. Oh dear, someone's not on his side.
I'd like to point out that obviously
Which one was that?
No, it wasn't one of our videos that we did. You know what he does now on that show is he tends to pick people that look a bit like people in the public eye and say that instead. So there's a man with his...
Was it one of those orange OAPs in Florida?
No, it was a man with what looked like his girlfriend, and they were in the sea, just paddling. There was a massive speedboat behind them. He looked quite 80s, tan glasses, and then the speedboat comes along and splashes them, and they fall over, which is, will now make more sense when you hear this again.
Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills has got lucky at last, and about time. Oh dear, someone's not on his side.
Oh, I'm really annoyed I didn't watch that. I'm really annoyed. I normally watch it every week, but it clashed with Strictly this week.
Oh, what's occurring?
I don't know what Harry's trying to say, because the bloke did look really, I think the video was probably about 1985.
Was it so old that they'd blurred the date in the corner?
Yeah. Okay, so Becky wins again, 2-0. Ah. Your last one?
Oh, brilliant.
You know Axwell and Bob Sinclar?
Yes.
Off of Dance Music, right? They got this track out which we played as our record of the week, remember? What a Wonderful World?
Mm-hmm. Imagine.
It's quite an uplifting one, this.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine yourself.
And you know Bobby did Love Generation and World, Hold On and all those tunes, yeah?
Yeah.
They are our favourite DJs. But, you know, Bob, well, being French, he loves his cheese. And he brought in some cheese to Radio 1. Now, have a smell. Okay.
Oh, no,
no. That's what that's for. I just ate a bit of that.
Did you eat some?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
that's the cheese that
stinks.
Bob Sinclar
left behind. I love that stuff.
Can left
I have
behind.
A bit more?
What do you think it is?
I think it might be Roquefort.
What do you think?
Yeah, definitely Roquefort.
No, definitely Roquefort.
Yeah, definitely Roquefort.
Only because Chappers says it and he knows more than I do.
It is actually Roquefort.
Right, thanks. Well, don't get the point.
Do you not like it?
I don't mind eating it, but I don't like the smell. Also,
I love Bob's cheese. That's great, that is.
Also, it's been wrapped in cling film, so it looks as though it's sweated quite a bit.
Yeah, it has sweated quite a lot.
That's the chef in me. Yeah.
Now, how many people
that's quite strong.
Do you think would be able to identify it just by its smell? We got 10 Radio 1 employees to try and identify the cheese just by sniffing it. How many guessed the cheese correctly in Bob Sinclar and Axwell's new game, Smell My Cheese? Chappers.
I'll go first. He's collapsed laughing.
That's the most convoluted way of just getting to the gap. Getting to the gap.
Okay. I'm saying 3.
You think 3 people out of 10?
Yeah.
Chappers?
I'm going to go for 5.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Bob Sinclar and Axwell's new game, Smell My Cheese.
Hello, I'm Axwell.
Hello, I'm Bob Sinclar, and Smell My Cheese.
Hello there, beautiful lady. What is your name?
It's Pippa.
Welcome to our show. We have a special task for you today. We want you to smell our cheese.
Lovely.
Smell my cheese.
That's not a cheese name, but keep going.
Oh, I don't know. Roquefort.
You're right.
Hello, big boy.
Hello.
What's your name, man?
My name's Tom.
Okay, Tom, would you mind to smell my cheese?
It's blue. That's about it.
Hi, I'm Gemma.
Thank you for coming. Would you mind smelling my cheese?
Smell my cheese.
Oh, it smells like feet.
Right, that was my foot, but would you mind smelling my cheese?
Stilton?
No, sacre bleu, no.
What's your name, sir?
Toby.
Toby, welcome. Would you mind taking a little bit of a deep breath on this cheese here? And can you tell me what it is?
Danish blue.
Impossible. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Can you smell my cheese?
It smells mouldy. I don't know. I don't know what cheese it is.
My name is Pat.
Hello, Pat. Can you smell this cheese, please?
Is it Gorgonzola?
No, my friend. Completely wrong. Hello, what's your name?
Jocelyn.
Okay, so now smell my cheese. So?
Is it Gouda?
No, it's not Gouda. No, it doesn't smell as that, huh?
All right, Nathan, let's smell the cheese.
Brie?
Brie? wrong.
Hello, blonde lady. What's your name?
Katie.
Can you smell my cheese, please?
Okay.
Smell my cheese.
That's definitely a blue cheese. I think, yeah, like a Roquefort.
Okay, you're right. You win. What did you win?
Are you the cheese master coming up?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. My name is Axwell. Smell my cheese, please.
Smell my cheese.
An aged Roquefort.
Roquefort, for sure.
And that was Bob.
Hello, I'm Bob Sinclair.
I'm Axwell.
And smell my cheese.
Smell my cheese.
I was going to say that, but they said it. That was Axwell and Bob Sinclair with our new game, Smell My Cheese. The correct answer was three people. Oh. Becky wins again. Yay. Well done. Well, today, I love that game. Snow Patrol. Take back the city on Radio 1. Let me know how you did, 81199.